This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله العلي الأرفق وجامع الأشياء والمفرق ذي النعم الواسعة الغزيرة والحكم الباهرة الكثيرة. My beloved brothers and sisters, the next heart softener that I would like to speak about is العلم النافع. And we are now on number 7 in our series. And this point that I'm going to be covering is العلم النافع, beneficial knowledge. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, العلم للقلب مثل الماء للسمك إذا فقده مات. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, the same way that the heart is in need of knowledge, it is similar to how much the fish is in need of water. What happens when you take out the fish from the water or from the sea, my beloved brothers and sisters? It's only a matter of time before he passes away. أليس كذلك? Isn't that so? He draws this comparison with the heart. You cannot expect, my beloved brothers and sisters, to have a living heart except by nourishing it with ilm. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heart is that it is in need of its creator, it craves it. And without that, it will be searching for purpose. It will really, really struggle to maintain itself. It is in need of its creator, and you are not able, my beloved brothers and sisters, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly without beneficial knowledge. Our sole reason of existence, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, is وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the jinn and the ins except to worship me alone. Right? That's our sole reason of existence. Is one able to fulfill that accordingly if he doesn't learn how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Otherwise we will become like the Christians, right? The Christians who just worshipped Allah azza wa jal upon ignorance. And this is why you find that their religion is the way it is. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Who is the intended purpose? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about those who are misguided, none other than the Christians. So the heart is in need of knowledge, my beloved brothers and sisters. The more one is in need of food and drink, because food and drink, you only need it for maybe what, 3-4 times a day. As for the knowledge, it teaches you how to live your life. And if we don't take anything away from knowledge, my beloved brothers and sisters, other than the fact that it teaches us how to not be depressed, how to fill that void, that hole, that spiritual emptiness that money can't buy, then it would be sufficient. And I say this all the time. How many rich, very well-known personalities are suffering from depression, are without aim and purpose? And because of that, it may even lead them to have suicidal thoughts. There's a video that I came across where a brother, he compiled the different personalities, YouTubers, singers, rappers, who are all saying that which is almost identical to one another. All of them are saying that they thought money and fame would bring them happiness. But then when they acquired all of these worldly pleasures, the dunya stabbed them in the back. And this is exactly, my beloved brothers and sisters, the attitude of this dunya. It beautifies itself to you, and then when you think that you've attained it, right, it leaves you disappointed. How many of us think that if I acquire this house, or I acquire this car, or I acquire this girl, then I will be happy, it will make me content. And then once you acquire all of this, back to square one again. The dunya has left you disappointed. And the solution is very, very simple. The deen that we have been told to follow requires knowledge, and it teaches us how to live a life of happiness and contentment. And that's something, my beloved brothers and sisters, that money can't buy. Just take Bill Gates as an example. Someone who was the richest human being walking on the face of this earth for a very, very long time. And he still is from the richest now. Even though he has dropped down in the pecking order. He went through a divorce. He's going through a lot in his life. He's quietened down in the last couple of months. Why is that, my beloved brothers and sisters? What do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching him? He went through something that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect every single one of you from, and that is divorce. It's not an easy experience. My brothers and my sisters, are you telling me that he wasn't able to hire one of the most well-qualified marriage counselors to solve his problems between him and his wife? You think he couldn't have done that? Of course he could. He has all the money in the world, right? He has all the money that you could find. I don't think there's anything in the world that he cannot possess and he cannot buy with all the billions that he has. But even that didn't work. He's being taught a lesson, and that is, no matter what you acquire of this dunya, you are still in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart craves its creator, and that's not something that money can't buy. And if they knew that this could be bought with money, of course they would have bought it. All they need to do is turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the proof's in the pudding, it's in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَعْمَى. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, then this individual will have a depressed life. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the tawfiq. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. We at the Knowledge College have managed to revolutionize the way Islamic studies is taught in the West. Alhamdulillah. You see, before the Knowledge College, you'd have to find a teacher, which is a hard enough task as it is. And if you found that teacher, you'd have to hope that he would actually finish the book that he was teaching, which again was not very likely. But now, alhamdulillah, you can study and seek knowledge from the comfort of your own home. And you're not just watching videos that have been pre-recorded, but you're actually being taught live, where you can actually engage with your teachers and with your fellow students in the communities that we've built for you guys online. If you'd be interested in seeking knowledge and taking your religion to the next level, then click the link below and check it out. We've got over 1,000 students that have joined us over the last year and a half, and they've hugely benefited. We hope that you would be one of the next students, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.